This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, April 23rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
But Operation Economic Fury continues.
White House changes Operation Epic Fury name and by-elections to be held on May 22nd, and that's official. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the White House says it's moved from Operation Epic Fury to Operation Economic Fury in its conflict with Iran. It's maintaining its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz even as the ceasefire between the sides continues. Iranian officials said they won't participate in any peace talks until the strait is free from any American interference. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says they'll hit the enemy financially in a bid to get them to the negotiating table.
As we await that response, there's a ceasefire with the military and kinetic strikes, but Operation Economic Fury continues, and the effective and successful naval blockade continues as well of ships and vessels that are moving to and from Iranian ports.
Just 14 homes in the entire country were available to rent for people on the HAP scheme last month. That's one of the findings from the latest Locked Out of the Market report from the Simon Communities of Ireland. The charity says they've seen no real positives since the government brought in new rental regulations in that time. Burr Grogan from the Simon Communities says it's incredibly tough for families.
For a couple or one parent with one child, there were no properties available through a standard HAP rate and just four available through the higher discretionary HAP rates. If you had two children, there were no properties again. It's just a really, really dire situation. Where are people supposed to go?
The Dáil will have two new TDs before the summer recess. The Dublin Central and Galway West by-elections will be held on the 22nd of May. The writs were moved in the Dáil last night and election posters have already begun to appear in Dublin overnight. The Social Democrats is calling on Tuusla to end all special emergency arrangement contracts before another child gets hurt. It follows an RTE Investigates programme into the practice of using care facilities provided by private operators. The issue has arisen after 17-year-old Vadim Davidenko was killed while living as part of a special emergency arrangement in Dublin. Social Democrat spokesperson on children, Aidan Farrelly, says the Child and Family Agency can't protect children properly when they live in such conditions.
These are unregulated settings where we have seen instances where Garda vetting checks, reference checks have been forged, where we don't have HICWA being able to go in and monitor or investigate the circumstances by which children and young people are living.
The Garda Representative Association has warned its members may refuse to cooperate with planning and policing major events, including Ireland's EU presidency from July and the Irish Open, if ongoing disputes aren't resolved with the government. Its annual delegate conference this week heard members accuse the government of failing to honour agreed commitments over pay and conditions. The Garda Representative Association claims its members have been put on the long finger and kicked down the road. It's also seeking a seat at the table for upcoming national pay talks. The government isn't ruling out a windfall tax on companies that profit from the energy supply crisis caused by the conflict in Iran. Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee says every option is now under consideration. Speaking to reporters, the minister said budget talks will begin very soon.
Look, I think all of these measures have to be discussed and all of those have to be worked through. I won't get into budget discussions here now, but certainly I think we have to look at every measure possible to support people.
One in six people living with a neurological condition in Ireland are facing delays of more than 18 months for diagnosis and treatment. A new report highlights serious staffing shortages and unequal access to care, with more than 24,000 people waiting for outpatient appointments for conditions like Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis or epilepsy. Magdalene Rogers, Chief Executive of the Neurological Alliance of Ireland, says demand has nearly doubled in the past decade and patients feel they're being left in limbo.
So much time spent waiting for their initial appointment, and you can imagine with a neurological condition, there's concern around symptoms, what this could mean. So the sooner those patients are seen, the better. Waiting time for the initial appointment, their waiting times between appointments, trying to find services, travelling across the country to get care. Really, I suppose, a lot of anxiety, concern, and a lot of feeling of patients left in limbo.
In entertainment news, British grime artist Skepta is to stand trial this morning, accused of drug driving and speeding. The rapper, whose real name is Joseph Adenuga, is accused of driving under the influence of a substance found in cannabis in High Wycombe last May. He's also alleged to have exceeded a 30-mile-per-hour speed zone in his Rolls-Royce Phantom in November 2023. And in sport, in rugby, Scott Beamond will name his squad to face France in the Women's Six Nations this morning. The Ireland head coach will have a full squad to choose from, with no injuries reported ahead of the game. France currently sit in second place, only behind England on points difference, and defence coach James Scaisbrook explained where he thinks the French will be strongest this weekend.
They've got a, you know, like a powerful four-pack with some dangerous runners, and their outside backs pose a real good challenge. You know, they definitely come to every game to want to move the ball and play off the back of that power game. So, yeah, it'll be a couple of threats that we've prepared for and we're aware of going into the weekend.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.